Hello, I'm Roger. Today we will be discussing human growth hormone, often referred to by its abbreviation HGH, the role that it plays in human health, what happens when it falls below normal levels, and how patients can restore healthy levels of HGH through HGH replacement therapy. Human growth hormone is one of several signaling molecules in the body that make up the hormone or endocrine system. Other well-known hormones are insulin, adrenaline, estrogen in women, and testosterone in men. In actuality, there are over 50 hormones found naturally in the human body. Hormones maintain homeostasis, the medical term for normal conditions throughout various body systems. Examples of homeostasis in action are temperature regulation by the thyroid and blood sugar maintenance via insulin. Various organs and glands produce the hormones we need to function normally. In the case of HGH, it is produced in the pituitary gland, a small pea-sized gland in the brain. Once HGH is produced and released by the pituitary gland into the blood, it travels throughout the body where it does its important work. What is the function of human growth hormone? So let's explore what human growth hormone does. Most importantly, we'll discuss what happens when levels decline. As its name suggests, human growth hormone promotes the healthy growth and maintenance of tissues throughout the body. It is a member of the families of hormones that are called anabolic, meaning that they promote building inside the body. HGH works closely with another hormone, insulin-like growth factor 1 or IGF-1, that is also crucial for good metabolism and muscle development. In fact, HGH controls IGF levels because it is responsible for triggering the liver's release of IGF-1. So when growth hormone levels fall, so does IGF-1 levels, leading to even more complications and negative health outcomes. What happens when growth hormone levels fall? Without the necessary amount of HGH in the blood, normal growth and repair of various tissues and bones is not possible. In children, the symptoms are most noticeable because HGH deficiencies prevent the growth that children with normal HGH levels exhibit. Unlike most adults affected by declining growth hormone levels, children with growth hormone deficiencies usually have a genetic condition. However, HGH deficiencies caused by factors other than genetics often develop later in life. Some symptoms of adult-onset HGH deficiencies are more subtle than others, but the most obvious signs of a deficiency are depression and anxiety. Although clinical depression and anxiety disorders can be caused by a number of underlying issues, increasing research demonstrates the importance of good hormone health for optimal mental health. In particular, research has shown a link between HGH deficiencies in adults and increased depression and anxiety incidence. Lack of energy. Due to HGH's role in metabolism, it's easy to understand how HGH deficiencies could drag energy levels down. The science tells us the same thing that our common sense can. Muscle loss, fat gain. Because growth hormone is one of the primary anabolic hormones, healthy muscle tissue cannot be maintained in cases of severe deficiencies. At the same time, the body's ability to burn fat through the healthy metabolism regulating effects of HGH are diminished in patients who have deficiencies, causing increased fat accumulation. In particular, HGH deficiencies spur the growth of abdominal fat or belly fat. Fat accumulation around the belly is linked to a number of chronic diseases like diabetes and various cardiovascular conditions. What is human growth hormone replacement therapy? The HGH that our pituitary glands naturally produce is called endogenous HGH. If in the case of HGH deficiencies, our pituitary glands do not produce adequate supplies of HGH, then we must rely on synthetic human growth hormone sourced from outside the body. This type of HGH is called exogenous. Pharmaceutically produced exogenous HGH is called somatropin. And somatropin is one of a number of synthetic hormones produced for therapies. Somatropin works well for the successful treatment of HGH deficiencies because its molecular structure is identical to the HGH produced by the pituitary gland. When pharmaceutical hormones perfectly match endogenous hormones, these are called bioidentical hormones. Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is generally an ideal treatment modality for hormone deficiencies. What is the process for HGH replacement therapy? When you visit our clinic to explore your options for hormone replacement therapy, our experienced doctors will begin with an initial examination and screening, which includes taking a full blood panel and other tests. If our doctors determine, based on your exam, that you are a good candidate for growth hormone replacement therapy, we'll next work to develop a treatment plan together. Patients receiving HGH replacement therapy normally see positive results within as little as a few weeks. Are there any side effects to HGH replacement therapy? Although rare, side effects of HGH replacement therapy have been reported. The majority of adverse reactions to therapy can usually be avoided by screening patients for pre-existing conditions. Sometimes, though, certain side effects may come as a surprise. For example, allergic reactions are possible in some cases. The side effects are manageable, and therapy can simply be adjusted to mitigate their impacts. In other cases, treatment may be stopped. People with certain conditions should not receive growth hormone therapy. For example, most doctors recommend against HGH replacement therapy for cancer patients due to potential complications. If you have experienced chronic fatigue, muscle loss, or mental health issues but have not had success determining the root cause, it's possible that your symptoms could be due to a common deficiency of an important hormone such as HGH.